Coggo and Iz for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
I was watching the footy show last night, trying to dissect actually how many of the blokes on it have had Botox. That's a story for another day. Sam Newman's face doesn't move.
No.
And Eddie Maguire's had a little bit.
You reckon he's had a touch?
Oh, absolutely. He's got less wrinkles than me, and I'm 27. Come on, mate. Anyway, that's a story for another day.
Well, it's television. You've got to, you know, got to do what you have to do. And the teeth too is the other thing.
Oh yes,
teeth were as white as.
Yeah, good on them. Each to their own. Eddie was talking about though. They showed an old clip from I think it was Collingwood beating St Kilda in a grand final,
2010.
Yeah, there you go. And they showed Eddie Maguire crying and everything. But even at that last goal of the grand final where Collingwood won the cup, Eddie Maguire still pulled out his record and ticked it with a pen, marked a goal. Are people actually still marking goals on records?
Still do it. When you buy a program, whether it's at the QEO, tomorrow, wherever.
They do it at local footy.
They do it at local footy. Absolutely they do. Yeah, a lot of old timers do it because you want to keep up with things. It's more to do with who kicked the goals.
For stats.
Yeah, for stats.
But so, isn't there a stat man who does that and
well,
you can just look it up online?
Not everybody's going to look up online. So, you know, it doesn't say it on the scoreboard normally. Or if it does, you probably miss it. So, yeah, it's your way of saying...
I'm sure Eddie Maguire right? could get access to the best stats man
well,
out there.
Well, he could, but it also it's a good feeling to be able to tick down another
right.
goal for your team.
If you do it, I would love to talk to you because I want to know your process because, for me, it seems like a total waste of time.
Yeah, but it would because you're young. But for us oldies, it's a tradition that, you know, maybe Dad did or whoever, Uncle Jim.
When I play netball, the coaches on the sideline mark down the goals. But I think that's more so that if the scorers stuff up, they can kind of argue
sure.
that.
Yep.
But that's not going to happen in AFL football. It's all being filmed. It's all on TV. You can't really stuff up.
But that's not the point. The point is that it's old-fashioned and people, excuse me, people like to do it. I don't think they do it in netball, but they certainly in a lot of guys in footy do it.
Do you do it when you go to the G or whatever?
No, definitely not. But having said that, a lot of people do, and I think it's great. Those old traditions, absolutely. If you're doing it, keep doing it.
I'm going to give it a go. No, I get too distracted, and then I would just forget. And then often I can't read the numbers. I don't know who's kicked what goal and everything. But
you just stick with your technology, all right?
I'll just look up the stats on Google. But if you are a person who ticks the record in the record book, please call me, 132710. I want to talk about your thought process.
Triple M.
Good news is today I've got a great excuse to eat and drink as much as you'd like at certain restaurants and cafes across Bendigo because it's for a great cause. Amanda Lonergan from Bendigo Health
Amanda,
is here to tell us all about Dine Out Bendigo.
What a great day. Now that the cross country's been cancelled, all those mums that had their day planned can go and celebrate early Mother's Day at one of the 26 venues around town for Dine Out Bendigo.
How good's this? So you go out for brekkie, lunch, dinner at the list of restaurants, which will pop up on our website, and they're donating a dollar from every meal straight back to Bendigo Health.
They are. Straight to Bendigo Health, to the new Bendigo Hospital appeal, which is a three-year appeal. We're trying to raise $4 million, and with the generosity of Central Victorians, guess what? We're already over halfway there.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing is with it is that, you know, we obviously give me five kids for a long time. You get the feeling, Amanda, that people go, well, hang on a sec, the hospital's got plenty, and, you know, they got 600 men, but it's not the case because you need things.
Absolutely, and the three pieces of equipment that we are fundraising for are pieces of equipment we would not normally have. So we've got a second cath lab, which is really, really great for people who are in need, and a pharmacy robot, and we're getting a great new back of eye surgery microscope, so that'll help people not have to travel to Melbourne, and that's what it's all about, keeping everybody local, keeping everyone closer to home.
Is it a last minute resort now to go to Melbourne? I mean, years ago, I'll just go straight to Melbourne, but now are we getting there where we're going, well, hang on, we've actually got that gear here.
We've got such an amazing hospital. No one wants to be in hospital, but if you have to be, Bendigo Health's pretty awesome place to be.
Can we just go back to the pharmacy robot? Can you tell me a bit more about that?
What's his name, Barry?
What does it do?
Well, I wonder what his name is. Wouldn't that be great to have a bit of a naming
Let's
competition?
Name the robot.
Reggie the robot. Reggie, there you go. Reggie.
No, we can't name it already. We're
Robert the robot.
Well, we've got to pay for
That'd
it first.
Thrill.
So this robot will make a really big difference to pharmacy time, to nursing time, and to make sure that everybody gets the medication they need when they need it.
awesome. Now, this is the kind of stuff that gives me the warm fuzzies, because you put the note out there and say, hey, are there any restaurants or cafes who actually want to give a bit of their income from today to the cause?
Well, it's a dollar. I mean,
how many have you got on the list?
Well, there's 26 people now, 26 venues around Bendigo. So all those foodies, people who love somewhere to eat, have a look at the website, see where you'd like to go today, breakfast, lunch or dinner. It's just fantastic.
If you're a business, though, Amanda, can you still, you know, jump on, or is it too late?
Absolutely. Anyone who'd like to donate a dollar per meal to Bendigo Health Foundation, still give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. All right, there you go. We're going to put it up.
I'm going to eat my way around Bendigo today, knowing that it's going straight back to the hospital.
Different than any other day with you.
It's just for a good cause today.
Very good cause. This is awesome. What a great idea. Where did it come? Just sitting there one day going, hang on a sec, we can do this.
Well, one of our great board members, Sonia Kutchell, said one day, how about we do a dine out Bendigo? And that's where it's taken off. So it started with the Foundry Hotel, and it's progressed to all these great generous venues around town who've given us a call and said, hey, we've heard about it. Can we get on board?
It's one of the great pubs. Foundry, Mr. Bob's, and Sonia and Mickey have been in it forever and do a great job. So they would know. They would know what's ticking.
Absolutely. And I think they're going to have a very busy day today. People hiding from that rain and having a little bit of a meal in at the Foundry or Mr. Bob's.
Oh, absolutely.
How good's that? If you want the full list of where to eat today to make sure your money goes to the right place, jump on our Facebook page, Triple M Bendigo, and enjoy.
Thanks. Bendigo Health. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Triple M.
The great man is coming to the Bendigo Stadium on June 2.
The boys from the bush and we're back in town.
Yeah, brother!
Whoa! Country night. Lee Kernaghan is headlining. And all week we've had four contestants living with Lee. Cardboard cutout. They had to live with him for a whole day, give us photo proof. And if they got caught without Lee, they're off. They're out of the running to win VIP tickets.
No one got caught doing the wrong thing. They all did basically the right thing, and it was tough because we needed one winner. So we decided that we would have a real good look over the last 20 minutes. It was tough, wasn't it, deciding it?
Really hard to pick a winner because they all went out and about and did all sorts of crazy things with Lee Kernaghan, had lunch with him, took him to swimming lessons.
They did lots of things, yeah.
Yeah. Kelly was one contestant. She joins us on the line. Kel, what did you get up to with Lee?
Lee had a heaps of fun, especially at band practice. He loved playing the trumpet.
Where are you at the moment, Carl?
I'm at Eagle Hawk TriStar with a kid who's got train tracks coming out of his nose.
Oh, every second kid's got that at the moment.
Information. Yeah. Now, Lee, you had more fun than most, I would think, with Lee. I think you started going crazy before you were meant to.
I did. I absolutely loved it.
You
so much fun.
You even tested out the vocal cords with Lee and had a bit of a sing along. We've actually got a snippet of Lee Kernaghan and you singing.
I'm young. I know. Buddy.
Oh dear, Cal.
So
does Lee get to sing or? I think he's coming in now, isn't he?
I've learned from you. I've really learned a lot.
Yeah, not bad at all, Kel.
Kelly,
it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Oh, listen to you pump up your own tyres.
Yeah, I will. It's my favourite song. It has been for years. I was singing the Catherine Britt part of it.
Well, I think you sounded beautiful, Kelly. And, you know, you obviously want to be able to sing that live in person at the Bendigo Stadium on June 2.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, he's a pretty good bloke, Lee. I'm not sure he'll be up for that, but we'll see. I don't know. You've got to get there for a start.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Kelly, you impressed us. You are the winner of the
yell
VIP
out.
Ticket.
Yell out.
Lee Kernaghan.
Woohoo.
Now you're in TriStar at Eagle Hawk. Yell at the top of your voice. I want everyone to yell with you.
I won. Woohoo.
Thanks, Coggo and Ayres on Triple M. Woohoo.
Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing.
No, you've got to yell our names out in the middle of the doctor's surgery.
Oh, thanks, Coco Manez. You guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Doctor came out and he said, you really have got a problem.
Kelly, we cannot wait to see you there. One hot country night, June 2. Coggo, I do feel for the other three.
Yeah, look, I do. I know Kelly couldn't give a fat rat's toss bag about the other three, but we do. Kelly, go back to your appointment. Enjoy. You are going VIP style to the new stadium on June 2. It's spiffy.
So excited.
Up the glassed area and down. You got your own seats. Got your name on it. You know, yep, it's going to be good.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Kelly. Is there any way we can send the others? Just
well,
just
there's Craig.
Even,
there's Craig Dobbin at Ben Air. Yeah. I mean, he did fantastically well, Craig.
He took him to Charlton. I mean, that was good. Jared Collins was out on the farm shearing sheep and doing all sorts with Lee. And then there was Kayla as well.
Yeah, there was. And who else was there too?
That was
those three. Yeah, okay, sorry. I was
grade nine, I know.
Whatever. Best 3 years of my life. Anyway, look, what do we do? I mean, we've got to do something.
We've got to have more tickets, do we?
Well, just hang on. I'll see how I go. I'll make a few calls and see if I can get any more tickets, but I doubt it.
Triple M.
Andrew Walsh from the Bendigo Thunder versus Darabin this Sunday. Walshy, we know lots of mums will come along because there's chockies on offer, thanks to Timmy at Strathfillage IGA.
He's a legend.
Walshy, just want your opinion on this. Ayers has had some dramas with netball, and Nathan Curry has been...
There's no dramas with netball.
Listen to what Nathan Curry's got to say. Here we go.
Breaking sporting news out of Huntley. According to sources, radio personality Erin Ryan will hold a press conference this morning to announce her resignation from the captaincy of the Hawks B-Reserve netball team.
What is going on? Stitched me up.
Is this a stitch up?
This is a stitch up.
Well,
stitch up?
Is that the case or not?
I'm not resigning. I had a lovely training session last night. I helped out the club and sold raffle tickets at the dinner.
You think that'll still keep you as captain, selling raffle tickets
or
not?
Yes, Brian.
Come on, Brian.
So, Walshy...
That was rude, wasn't it, Walshy?
I'm speechless.
Seriously. 3 weeks off.
Where's the support from my co-host?
They win all three games. I mean, it's hard to slip back in as captain, isn't it?
No. Straight back
in. What if
in.
You had three games off at the Thunder? You think you'd get the gig back or not?
I wouldn't have three games off.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast on Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.